Thank you, David. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It's great to see you all here. Good to see you back again sometime. We're here every Sunday. Where are you? I want to talk to you for about 15 minutes, okay? Yeah. Do you think you can behave yourself for that long? I hope so. Jesus was going away, and he was telling his disciples that he was, basically that he was going to die, and he was going to be crucified, and he was going to go to heaven. And of course, whenever he told them that, they weren't very well pleased. And they wanted to know what way they could get to heaven. How could they get near to God? And he said some words that you learned in Sunday school, some of you. And you could probably repeat them. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And I just want to take time to look at that and to say one or two things about it. First of all, here is something that everyone wants to do. And let me explain. Everyone, at some time in their life, wants to come to the Father. Wants to talk to God. Wants to draw near to God in some way. Like this morning, in Thanksgiving, whenever a baby's born, one of the first things that people normally want to do is thank God for the birth of a baby, particularly if it's a healthy young baby and it has all its fingers and all its toes and everything else. You want to thank God. You want to come to God and say, "Thank you, God, for such a wonderful gift." And even if it hasn't got all its fingers and all its toes, etc., still, it's a gift from God. Because you see, no matter what the circumstances of a baby's conception or its birth or what kind of family it comes from, every life is a gift from God. And every baby that's born into this world is made in the image of God. And so, you know, you want to come to God and say, "Thank you, God, for this lovely little girl. She's beautiful, isn't she?" You want to thank God for her?
Yes,
you've already done that. Everybody wants to thank God at some time. Not just for the birth of a baby, but maybe you thought there's something wrong with you. And you may have thought it was cancer, and you go to the doctor, and the doctor does all the tests and so on and says, "You're okay, it's not cancer." Why, do you want to thank God? Sure you do. You want to come to the Father. You want to say, "Thank you, God, that it's not the way it was." Or maybe there's been problems with family and friends, and there's been a big fallout. You know the way they do in the second row, "She's not talking to me anymore." And it all gets bust up on one thing or another, and then the next day it gets back together again. That's the way it is, isn't it? Yeah. And you just want to thank God that you didn't lose that friend, that you are still friends at the back of it all. There's so many things that you want to come to God in thanksgiving for. Or sometimes, you know, you want to come to God in prayer. We run the drop-in downstairs, and it's every Monday and every Thursday, and it's supposed to start at 9:30, but they're knocking the door down to play pool at 9:30 sometimes. And it goes on to 1:30. But, you know, in that time, there's a prayer box downstairs where people can write out prayer requests and put them in it, and they do it. There's something on their heart that they want to pray. Or sometimes people will come and they'll come up to me or come up to some of the other people downstairs and say, "Look, would you pray for this? Would you pray for me?" And I'm sure we all have. Maybe you have had that experience and there's something going on in your life and it's not good, and you know that the only one that can get you out of it is God. And so you want to draw near to God in prayer and ask God to help you. And sometimes people just treat God like a fireman, like a fire service, you know, fire brigade. You only go to him whenever there's a fire. You only want God whenever there's a trouble. But that's okay. God doesn't mind. In his word he says, "Call on me in the day of trouble and I will hear you." We want to draw near to God. Everybody does, sometime or other, in thanksgiving, in prayer, or for forgiveness. Is there anybody here who has never felt guilty? You know what I'm talking about. Whenever you go to bed at night, in your quieter moments, you think about some of the stuff you've said and some of the stuff you've done. And you want to say, God, forgive me. God, forgive me. I should never have said that. I should never have done that. And I don't need to tell you about sin, because you know what sin is. And you know what guilt is. And all of us, everybody at some time or another in their lives, wants to come to God for forgiveness. And that's okay. Because you know what? He's the only one who can forgive you. Nobody else can. Only God. And then, of course, when Jesus was said these words, he was talking about going to heaven. That's what he was talking about. Everybody read the Schenkel Extra? Well, the Schenkel Mirror, well, it's the Schenkel Extra now, I think it is. Everybody read it. You ever see the pages with the photographs in it at the end? According to Schenkel Extra, most of them are all in heaven. Everybody wants to go there when they die. But we'll come back to that and think about it again. Because Jesus said you can't get there except through him. So that's the first thing I want to say. That's 5 minutes gone. Well, my 5 minutes, my watch doesn't work properly. Something everybody wants to do. Secondly, I have to wait for this to come up before I can read it. Here's something no one can do. No one can come to the Father, Jesus said, except through me. People have all got their own ideas about how they can get to God. And the world is full of religions that'll tell you how to get to God. But I'm not talking about a religion. And Jesus wasn't talking about a religion. He was talking about himself. And he was saying the only way to get to God is through him. There's no other way. No other way to get close to God. Some people think that they can impress God with their good works. And they say, well, I'm not a bad person. I do good. If anybody's in trouble, I'll help them. My neighbours all know that, that if they're in trouble, they'll come to me and I'll help them. I can do good. And sure, at the end of the day, God knows that. And I'm a good person. And he's going to let me into his heaven. Just because I'm good. No, he's not. Who said that? Jesus said it. He says, you can't get to heaven. You can't come to the Father. You can't have a relationship with God except through me. So, you can be as good as you like. You can be as perfect as my wife thinks she is. But you're not going to get to heaven except through Jesus. And other people think, well, they can buy their way to God. They'll give all their money. Well, not all of it, but a lot of it. And they'll give it to good causes, and they'll give it to the church, and they'll give it to people in need. And that's okay, that's good. But you can't buy God. Money won't get you into heaven and money won't get you forgiveness for your sins. That's why Protestantism was born. Did you know that? Because the Catholic Church were selling forgiveness for sins. Indulgences, they called them. And the monks were going around getting you to pay for forgiveness for sins. And Martin Luther came to the point where he realized that this was not right, that salvation could only come through Jesus, through faith alone in Jesus alone. So you can't buy your way into relationship with God. And you can't get to God by going to church all the time. You should go to church all the time. It's a good thing to do. But it won't get you into heaven. It won't get you into a relationship with God. Some people think that by praying and reading their Bible, that'll get them to God. Do you know this? You could pray and read your Bible every day from now to the day you die and end up in hell. You won't get to God that way. It's good to do it. The Bible will tell you the way. And here it is. Through Jesus. Some people think they can get to God through some other holy person. But you can get to God through the Virgin Mary, or through the saints, or through some famous preacher or pastor or whatever. No, you can't. Who said that? Jesus said it. No other way. No way to heaven except through me. You got it?
Yes.
Good. At least Alec has. I was just trying to see how many people were sleeping, but here is something no one can do. Don't care who you are, don't care what you are, don't care how much money you have, don't care how good you are, don't care how religious you are, you cannot get into a relationship with God apart from Jesus. Because that's why Jesus came. He came to die on a cross, to pay the penalty for sinners. And that's why he rose again. And he rose from the dead. God raised him from the dead. And he's alive. And he's the only one who can forgive sins, who can save you, who can give you life, who can get you into heaven. There's no other way. That's 10 minutes up according to my watch. A wee bit more. Here is something you need to do. Every one of us here needs to do. We need to come through the Father. Come to the Father through Jesus. You see, Jesus didn't subscribe to the idea that there are many ways to God. We live in an age when people will try to tell you that, well, there's one God, but there are many ways to God. And Hinduism is one way, and Islam is another way, and Christianity, well, that's only another way to God. Jesus didn't subscribe to that. Jesus said, there's only one way, and that's through me. And the apostles, who followed Jesus and who wrote most of the New Testament, didn't subscribe to that either. They said there's no other name under heaven given amongst men. No other way. No other name. You cannot get forgiveness. You cannot be saved from your sin. You can't get free from your guilt. You can't get to heaven any other way except through Jesus. And you and I need to do that. The way to God, the way to forgiveness, the way to a relationship with God is through trusting in Jesus and recognizing that he died on the cross for all our sins. And that he's alive and that all power and authority belongs to him. And he alone can make me fit for heaven. You need to do something about it. I can't do it for you. And no one else can. And let me tell you this. Let me be very frank with you. You see, whenever you die, it won't matter whether they put a Bible in your coffin or what the minister says over your graveside or what all your friends think about you. It won't matter, because none of that will get you into heaven. And none of that will get you a relationship with God. Maybe some of you say, "Ah, I've tried it." Have you really? Have you really? Because my Bible tells me that if you really put your faith and trust in God, then your life will change. And you'll start to live the way God wants you to live. And maybe some of you think, well, if I got good living, or that's the way you're going to talk about it, isn't it? If I got saved, my friends, I'd have to give them all up. No, you wouldn't. I tell you what, they'll probably give you up. And maybe you say, well, I couldn't keep it. I tried, I couldn't keep it. No, you can't. Nobody can keep it. But God can keep you. God can give you the strength to live for him from day to day. He can forgive you. See, all those sins that trouble you, that stop you from sleeping at night, that make you turn to drink and drugs and everything else to get rid of what's going on in here. Let me tell you, God can take that guilt away. He can do it. You need to trust in him. I'm finished. Thanks for listening. And I did it. Well, 17 minutes. That's not bad. We're going downstairs later for a cup of tea and sandwiches, whatever. I'm hanging around up here. I can't save you. But if you want to talk to me, if you want me to pray with you about something that's going on in your life, I'll be here. When everybody else goes down, just you hang about and come over to me. And we'll chat and pray. But let me tell you, whatever you do today, turn to Jesus. Trust in him. For he alone can save you.